Espresso English Podcast, Episode 43, Linking Words for Reasons and Results.
Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson.
Linking words help you connect the ideas in a sentence. In today's lesson, you'll learn some common linking words to express reasons and results. Let's start with the words because and because of. The difference between these two is that because is followed by a subject plus a verb, and because of is followed by a noun. For example, the game was canceled because of the rain. The rain is a noun, because of the rain. Or we can say, the game was canceled because it was raining. Because is followed by a subject, it, and a verb, was raining. Because it was raining. In spoken English, many people say 'cause as a short form of because. For example, the game was canceled 'cause of the rain. The game was canceled 'cause it was raining. Two more expressions that are used to introduce a reason are due to and owing to. Due to and owing to are also followed by a noun. These words are a little more formal than because of. For example, there's a lot of traffic today due to the upcoming holiday. Again, the upcoming holiday, that's a noun. Due to the upcoming holiday. We could also say because of the upcoming holiday. Here's an example with owing to. The after-school program was canceled owing to lack of interest from the students. Again, lack is a noun, owing to lack of interest. We could also say because of lack of interest. Now, if we want to use due to or owing to before a subject and verb, then we need to use the phrases due to the fact that or owing to the fact that. Again, these phrases are a little more formal. For example, many people are still unemployed due to the fact that the economic recovery has been slower than anticipated. Again, you can't use due to followed by a subject and verb. For example, you can't say the game was canceled due to it was raining. It's just not correct. But you can say the game was canceled due to the fact that it was raining. Here's an example with owing to the fact that. The publisher rejected the author's latest work owing to the fact that the manuscript was full of errors. Remember, these phrases are a bit more formal, and in everyday English, we normally use because and because of. Two more common words that we use in everyday English to introduce a reason are since and as. These are also followed by a subject and verb. For example, I'm going to bed at 10 p.m. since I need to get up early tomorrow morning. Since introduces the reason for going to bed early. The reason is that I need to get up early tomorrow morning. So I'm going to bed at 10 p.m. since I need to get up early tomorrow morning. We could also replace since with because I need to get up early tomorrow morning. Here's an example with as. I didn't go to the gym today as I had a lot of homework to do. Again, we could replace as I had a lot of homework to do with since I had a lot of homework to do or because I had a lot of homework to do. So to summarize, the three most common words in everyday English to introduce a reason are because, since, and as. All of these words are followed by a subject and verb. If you want to follow the linking word with a noun, then you can use because of, due to, or owing to. Okay, now let's look at some linking words to introduce results. In more formal English, we can use therefore, consequently, and as a result. Again, these words are more formal, and they're more commonly used in written English. For example, our company's profits have increased 150% in the past year. Therefore, we're going to invest in new equipment and training programs. The tennis player had knee surgery mid-October. Consequently, she took the rest of the season off. There have been heavy rains throughout the interior of the state. As a result, several areas have experienced flooding. These three expressions, therefore, consequently, and as a result, are usually used to start a sentence. And another word to introduce a result, which is more commonly used in spoken English, is the word so. For example, we were hungry, so we stopped at a cafe for a snack. So is usually used in the middle of a sentence when we link the cause and the result. The cause is we were hungry, and the result is we stopped at a cafe for a snack. We were hungry, so we stopped at a cafe for a snack. Again, linking words will help you make connections between your ideas so that you can write longer and more interesting sentences in English. If you'd like my help with your written English, and especially if you're a more advanced student, check out the Advanced English Grammar course. This course covers all the aspects of English grammar and goes into a lot of depth on each topic. The best part is that each lesson comes with a writing task where you can write a short text of 2 to 3 paragraphs and send it to me. I'll comment on it and correct any errors. This is one of the best ways to improve your English once you're already at a pretty high level, because you have a native speaker who can help you directly identify any problems or things that need to be fixed. Thanks for joining me for today's lesson, and I'll see you next week.
If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.